I'm about to destroy some peace and harmony. My poor little iPad mini has never been hooked up to my Mac because I bought the thing, the iPad, in America, saving myself 80 quid from the UK prices. So I've never hooked it up to my Mac, which has got the iTunes on it. So I'm going to do that because I'm going to install the beta iOS onto the mini. The problem is that I've never had a successful setup as new iOS device in iTunes. So all the apps that are sat in my iTunes at the moment will invariably think that this iPad mini is the old iPad, which the old iPad thought was the old iPad was the old iPad because of a few iPads, and install all the apps onto this iPad where I only want a minimal amount of apps because I do because I want to use the mini for different reasons, different things, mainly just tweeting and Google Plusing and listening to music, not for anything else, maybe reading because it's a really nice little bit of kit, it's really thin, really light and lovely, but so I only want a minimal apps on it. I don't want to do what I've done with my other iPad, the third gen iPad, where I've got looking every iPad app that probably ever was written. Slight exaggeration there, but I can see what's going to happen when you hit that button with this sync for this thing set up as new iPad. It'll go, fucking hell, you didn't mean that, Ernie. All I'll do is I'll install all the iPad apps on this iPad. So it's happened with all the iPhones I've had as well. God, it's a nightmare. But so yes, I'm about to probably have a bit of a cry when this happens. Here we go. I'll see you on the flip side.